Well, I love talking about Kennedy assassination, man. That's my favorite topic. You know why?
Why?
Because to me, it's a great archetype example of how the totalitarian government who rules this planet partitions out information in such a way that we, the masses, are forced to base our conclusions on erroneous... Oh, I'm sorry, wrong meeting. I thought this was the meeting at the docks, no? Oh, shit, that's tomorrow night. All right. Everyone followed that. That's the frightening fucking thing. Everyone here is going, huh? God damn it, are we that cynical? Yes, we are, Bill. We will take any blow you give us. Go! We too will be at the meeting at the docks tomorrow, you fucker. But I love Kennedy, man. I was just down in, I was just in Dallas, and you know, you can go to the sixth floor of the school book depository. Do you know it's a museum called the Assassination Museum? Do you know that? True. I believe named that after the assassination. I can't be sure of the chronology here, but it's really weird. You can actually, they have the window set up to look exactly like it did on that day. And it's really accurate, you know, because Oswald's not in it. Yeah, so. I don't know who did their research, but I'm talking painstaking detail. It's true, man. It's called the Sniper's Nest, and it's all glassed in with the boxes sitting there. You can't actually get to the window. And the reason they did that, of course, they didn't want thousands of American tourists getting to that window each year, you know, going, there's no fucking way! I can't even see the road! Oh my God, they're lying! It's a giant totalitarian government that rules the planet via the airwaves, partitioning off information in such a way... There's no fucking way, man. Not unless Oswald was hanging by his toes, upside down from the ledge. Surely someone would have seen this. Either that or some pigeons grabbed onto him and flew him over the motorcade. You know, there was rumors of anti-Castro pigeons seen drinking in bars the night before the assassination. Someone overheard them saying, coo, coo. Don't get on your we hate puns high horse. Fuck you. That is the best goddamn pun you will ever hear. That was kind of a rotten trick to make a pun out of that, wasn't it? You... Oh. Jacking with you. But you know, Oswald. I tell you, it's interesting, man, talking about Kennedy assassination, because to me it really is. It's an incredible example of something. I don't know what yet. It's pretty engrossing to me. But people's attitudes, it's just incredible to me, you know? People come up to me, Bill, quit talking about Kennedy, man. Let it go. It's a long time ago. Would you just forget about it? I'm like, okay, then don't bring up Jesus to me. As long as we're talking shelf life here. Bill, you know, Jesus died for you. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Let it go. Forget about it. How about this? Get Pilate to release the fucking files. Quit washing your hands and release the files, Pilate. Who else was on that grassy Golgotha that day? Oh, yeah, the three Roman peasants with the $100 sandals. Yeah, right.